we are back.
Go to Bright Side.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice instead of drugs. I also formulate skincare products. If you want to learn more about Sanitas skincare products, go to getsanitas.com. And if you want to check out my blog, that's at pharmacistben.com. And if you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com. And then vitaminben.com is the website that has all of our longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend. We're talking about sweeteners today. I should also tell you, this last week I came up with about 40 different ideas, concepts, tips that you can incorporate into your life for a powerful, self-actualized life. That's what it should be all about, is power and self-actualization, if you ask me. And I came up with almost 40 of these little tidbits. I'm going to start talking about them every week. We'll do one every week. But I want you guys to contribute, too. I know I have a lot of smart listeners. And I know you have some ideas that you might, maybe I can add to this list here, and we can get together, we can put together a nice little list. I got 40 of my own, but I could always use more. So if you want to contribute and if you've got some ideas during the week, you think about them, send me an email, ben@ksco.com. And if yes, like little succinct tips that everybody can use that you can just incorporate into your life that can improve the quality of your life. The one I'm going to talk about today, that the first one that I came up with, is around calorie restriction, eating as little as possible. And we alluded to that a little bit last hour, the idea of giving your body a break. It's very important to give your body a break periodically. And we'll talk about that towards the end of the program. But if you guys have any ideas that you want to share with me, ben@ksco.com. And then, of course, if you have any, if you want to share them on the air, that's great, too. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, we're talking about sweeteners, and we covered the drug sweeteners last hour. And make no mistake about it, they're drug sweeteners. NutraSweet, aspartame, that is, sucralose, which goes by the name Splenda, and then saccharin. Cyclamate's no longer relevant, but we did talk a little bit about cyclamate. And then we talked about the good sugar, the good sweetener. It's a sugar alcohol. It ends O-L, and it's xylitol. Xylitol is good for your bones. It's good for your teeth. It fights cavities. Fights sinus infections, fights ear infections. It helps with the bacteria, helps reestablish bacterial populations because it has an ability to acidify things, or actually alkalinize the inside of your body, improve the alkalinization. It's totally natural. It's found in fruits. It's found in vegetables. It's found in corn cobs. It's made by the body. It's found in tree bark. It's great as a mouth rinse. It's just an amazing, amazing sweetener. This stuff is an amazing sweetener. It enhances alkalinity, as I said, makes your blood pH, reestablishes your blood pH. It's got the same sweetness as sugar. It's got a lot less calories and a lot less carbs. It's metabolized. It's broken down more slowly than sugar. The glycemic index, as you recall, if you've been listening to this program, the glycemic index is a measurement of how fast sugars are broken down and used by the body. And you always want to be low on the glycemic index. In other words, you always want to be ingesting sugars and sweeteners that are broken down slowly in the body. That's the whole key. When it comes to taking care of your body, the body doesn't like big jolts. It likes things to happen very slowly. That's why you want to be eating low glycemic index, because the sugars are released into the body much more slowly. Xylitol gets a 7 on the glycemic index. That is low. The glycemic index goes from 0 to 100. Sugar is 100. Ordinary sugar, sucrose, that's 100. Xylitol is a 7. And xylitol will not touch your insulin levels. Although there is some literature, some recent literature, that indicates that just the sweet taste may raise insulin, and that may happen with xylitol, but the xylitol itself does not raise insulin levels. And it is a little bit more costly than sugar, but not that much more costly considering all of its health benefits. Remember, you're getting a sweetener that's like a nutritional supplement. A 2.5-pound bag of xylitol costs you about $20, so it's like $10 a pound. I don't even know what sugar's going for these days, but it's probably around $2 a pound, $2.50 a pound. You know why it's so cheap, by the way? Sugar is subsidized, one of the most highly subsidized crops there are. Why do you suppose that sugar would need to be subsidized by the government, by us? We're all subsidizing sugar. You know, countries riot when they don't have enough sugar. keeping the population supplied with sugar is a priority for any government that's interested in maintaining its power, keeping the population sweetened up with sugar. There's a reason for that. All right, I want to talk about another cool sweetener that I just discovered. Last week we talked to Sharon Livingston. Sharon Livingston is a psychology professor. Her expertise is self-esteem, but she also works, does some work around eating. And perhaps you caught the show last week. If you didn't, you can always check the archives. And I should tell you that the archives are on GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Just pull down on the menu there for the shows. Look for the bright side, and you'll get my archive shows. Last week, we talked about Dr. Sharon Livingston about eating eat cravings. We talked about her specialty is self-esteem and eating. We were talking about cravings, and she mentioned something called yacon as a sweetener, and I kind of heard of it in passing, but I never really knew much about yacon, so I did a little bit of research, and it turns out that yacon is a very, very interesting sweetener. It comes as a powder and a syrup. I actually ordered some of the syrup. I haven't gotten it yet. I'll let you know when I get it, what I think of it. The sweetener, or the syrup or the powder, it comes from like a tuber, which is like a potato or a turnip, something that grows underground. And it turns out that yacon is actually a good source of antioxidants because it's plant-based. It's got some good nutrients in it. It's got antioxidants in it. It's got amino acids in it, especially tryptophan. Tryptophan is that amino acid that's important for mood, important for brain health. But its most important property is that it's a great source of something called inulin. And inulin is technically referred to as a FOS, fructooligosaccharide, which is called FOS. And FOSs, while they're technically sugars, they're not typically very sweet. That's because human beings can't really get energy out of FOS. Bacteria can get energy out of FOS, but we never really evolved the need for FOS to the same degree that we evolved a need for sugar, because we get energy from sugar. So we don't really have a taste receptor for the sweetness in FOS, and hence they don't taste that sweet. But for bacteria, this is the key. This is why FOS is so important, and this is why yacon is such an interesting sweetener. The sugars, the FOSs that we really can't use as human beings, we can't use, then bacteria can use them, and it makes the bacteria more robust and healthy, especially the probiotics, the good bacteria. So these FOSs, these fructooligosaccharides, are actually food for your good bacteria. Now, you know, we talk about probiotics all the time, good bacteria all the time, and they're very important for making vitamins, for detoxifying the body, for helping process fats. They're amazingly important, probiotics, good bacteria. And anything you could do that improves the health of the probiotics is going to be very helpful for your overall health. Taking probiotics is great. We should all do that. Get yourself on the FloraFX from Longevity. You can get on my website, vitaminben.com. It's one of the most important products you could be on, FloraFX probiotics. But in addition to the probiotics, now you can take prebiotics. Prebiotics are substances that help probiotics, and FOS is a primary prebiotic. It's an energy source for the good bacteria in the colon, and that allows the good bacteria in the colon to proliferate and to become more vigorous and more robust. Basically, what you're talking about is a nutritional supplement for your bacteria. You're taking a nutritional supplement, and when you take an FOS, FOS is like a nutritional supplement for your good bacteria. It's especially important if you're supplementing with good bacteria anyway. Now you can take FOS, or you can use a cone sweetener to get FOS. And there's other places you can get it, and we'll cover that when we come back from our break. But you can use Yacon, and you can take Yacon with your probiotic supplement and improve increase the likelihood that you're going to get benefits out of the probiotic by taking them together. FOS is a prebiotic. It's found everywhere, by the way. All fruits and vegetables will produce, will have FOS in them. And we'll cover that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Get on my website, vitaminben.com, and check out the longevity products. Check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. And if you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendover. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to contribute to the conversation. We're talking about sweeteners, artificial sweeteners and natural sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners, the drug sweeteners, make no mistake about it. When you use an artificial sweetener, you're using a drug. A drug sweetener, you're drugging your body's sweet taste. Saccharin, cyclamate, NutraSweet or aspartame, Splenda or sucralose, those are the main ones. There's another one called acesulfame K, which we didn't talk about, but that's usually used with NutraSweet. Sometimes these sweetener companies will mix things together to kind of give it its own kind of sweet signature. Sweet 'n Low is actually made with saccharin and dextrose, which is basically glucose. So sometimes these blends can kind of offset some of the bitterness that's associated with some of these sweeteners. So 800-259-5791 is the number. We're talking about Yacon syrup and Yacon powder. Yacon is a tuber that has some very interesting properties. FOS and inulin, which are important for the digestive tract. You can get those from Yacon. We'll continue talking about that, but Artis is calling from California. What do you want to talk about, Artis?
Virility products.
Virility? You sound pretty virile. What's up? Not for you, of course.
Well, I just tried some. I thought it was a little too intense. I didn't like the flavor.
Virility, did you say?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. You're talking about virility, like to make you more studly?
Yes, the male products.
The male
products. And female products.
Now, what are you talking about, with longevities? Whose virility products are you talking about? I'm not sure.
I bought a low-end male one. If you can hold on for 30 seconds, I can grab it real quick.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah. Virility products, there's a lot of them out there. Usually they don't work so great. You know, if you're interested in virility, the best thing to do is make sure you're building protein. You're anabolic. And that's the best way. You know, when you lift weights, your body secretes more testosterone. You make more testosterone. That's the best way to stay virile, is to up your testosterone levels. And interestingly, estrogen, which is anti-virility, estrogen levels go up when you are gaining weight, because your fat cells make estrogen. Are you there, Artis?
Yes.
Tell me what you got.
I got 90 tablets of a virile potent men's formula.
Read me the formula.
Look on the, what's in it?
Yeah, like the, it has facts, like it has the different herbs it should have.
It's got the roots. It's got the
ashwagandha. Yeah, what else?
It's got a little bit of fruit. I think it needs a little more fruit in it.
Where did you get it?
I got it out of my neighborhood, but this is something new that they're selling.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
Meta Organics.
No, the name of the product itself.
Viropotent men's formula. It's a men's formula.
Did it work?
Yes. I didn't like the flavor. I didn't even know it had fruit in it until I just read it. I certainly didn't taste it.
Did it make you more virile? Without getting into too many details.
Well, I've never used a men's formula before. I'm a probiotics person.
Okay.
So I was just going to ask you, what's this supposed to do for me?
I don't know what product you're talking about.
Actually, I didn't want to ask you that. What I want to ask you is, why are they selling these? They have a whole new line of these.
Who is they?
The
longevity?
Yeah, the Vero products.
I don't know.
I
never heard of the Vero products, buddy. I don't know what to tell you. I never heard of them. If you want to ask me something generally about them, I can tell you about them.
They're copying the GNC. GNC has stuff like this.
Maybe. You know what? If you're interested in increasing virility, here's what you do. You want to up your testosterone, your male hormone. And that's the best way to do it. And the best way to up your testosterone is to lay off the sugar and they do some kind of weight-bearing exercise.
Doctor, I have a confession.
Yes, sir.
I love to take the female products.
What are you talking about?
They work for me.
You know what? I don't know where you're going with this, but thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it, Artis. I didn't quite get what Artis was talking about there. Maybe he meant to call it a different show. Anyway, all right, let's get back to our story here on sweeteners. Yacon is a tuber that is packed with something that's technically called fructooligosaccharide, FOS. And these FOSs are great for the digestive tract. We talk all the time about prebiotics, but keeping those prebiotics healthy and strong and vigorous is also a strategy for the digestive tract, and that's exactly what FOS does. And so FOS supports probiotics, and because it supports probiotics, it will actually help fight systemic yeast infections. You see, yeast and bacteria live in competition in the body. Well, FOS does the exact opposite. It supports the bacteria so it can fight the fungus. So it's a great strategy for taking care of systemic yeast infections. And we know that yeast love sugar, that is sucrose, and the kind of sugar that we use in sweeteners. So Yacon is a great way to go if you are suffering or you suspect that you're suffering from systemic yeast infections. Using Yacon is a nice way to get your sweet flavor and take care of the systemic yeast infections at the same time. FOS also improves fructooligosaccharide, FOS, also improves calcium absorption. So you can get benefits if you have osteoporosis or if you're healing from some kind of broken bone. FOS contributes to your fiber fraction in the diet, so it can improve digestive health. It can help relieve constipation issues, keep you regular, to speed up the movement of food through the colon, as well as helping speed up the elimination of poisons. So FOS, because it acts like a kind of fiber, can actually keep you regular and improve your elimination of toxins. So you get some detoxification benefits. And again, this is all from sweeteners. You know, we're talking about these wonderful benefits. Well, you're going to get them, and you're going to get your sweet flavor too. It also improves your what's called hunger satisfaction, satiety, which makes it an ideal sweetener for people who are trying to lose weight. According to a study done in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, patients who were using Yacon syrup on a daily basis produce a, quote, significant decrease in body weight, waist circumference, and body mass index. How do you like that? A sweetener that will actually help you lose weight and waist circumference. The study went on to say that decreases in serum insulin and increases in satiety were also observed, and all these benefits without affecting blood sugar or blood fats. So it's great for diabetics. It's not going to affect your blood glucose. It's not going to affect your insulin. And even though typically your FOS-containing foods aren't that sweet, Yacon has a certain sweetness. It has kind of like a molasses sweetness. Now, I haven't gotten my Yacon syrup in yet, so I can't give you my official determination, but apparently from everything I've read, it's got a kind of molasses taste. It goes for about $12. $12 or $13 for 13 ounces, and that's the syrup. And the powder is a little bit cheaper, $10 for half a pound or so. Actually, it's a little more expensive, $10 for half a pound. It's more concentrated. It has about 10 calories in a teaspoon of it, and you can use it just like you would honey. The syrup is thick and kind of molasses-y-like. If you use 2 tablespoons full of Yacon syrup with a cup of xylitol, you got a great brown sugar substitute, and you get all the benefits of the xylitol, which are huge, and then you get the benefits of the FOS, and you got yourself a brown sugar substitute. How do you like that? All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the GCN Radio Network and the ZBS Radio Network and KSAV Internet. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is your number. We'll continue our discussion on sweeteners when we come back from this. Don't go away.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570. If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Ben Fuchs here on the GCN Radio Network. 800-259-5791 is the number to call. Check out my website for the longevity products at vitaminben.com or for skincare products at getsanitas.com. And then the blog is pharmacistben.com. We're talking about sweeteners today. We covered the medicinal sweeteners earlier. And then this last hour, this past half hour, we've been talking about xylitol and yacone. Well, there's actually a third sweetener that's kind of cool. In fact, this was really the first herbal alternative sweetener that kind of shook people up a little bit. In fact, the government really didn't like this one. Of course, I'm talking about honey leaf, which most people know as stevia. When I first heard about stevia, probably about 15 years ago, the only place you could get stevia was in herb stores. You'd have to buy it as an herb. Today, you can pretty much get it everywhere, although it's harder to find real stevia. I'll tell you what I mean by that in a minute. Stevia has become the officially mainstream herbal sweetener. You find it in grocery stores under the names Truvia and Purevia. Well, Truvia and Purevia are made by Coca-Cola and Pepsi, which immediately should send red flags, and it turns out that Purevia and Truvia are not really stevia. They are components of stevia. What they do is what they always do, drug companies always do, or chemical companies always do when it comes to these kinds of things, is they extract the parts that they want. See, that's not how nature works. Nature works synergistically. All the parts go together. In order to create compounds that are cost-effective, companies will kind of extract certain things and adulterate, basically, what is a pretty darn good sweetener. Technically, stevia is 300 times sweeter than sugar, but that also accounts for some of the bitter aftertaste. And that's why these companies feel like they need to manipulate the molecule and do certain extractions to eliminate some of that aftertaste. It's got zero calories, and it's completely 100% safe. Completely non-toxic. I'm talking about the real stevia. I'm not talking about the extracted stuff, the Truvia or the Purevia, because once again, we don't really know. We don't really know because they haven't been out long enough. But stevia has been out for hundreds of years, if not thousands. Of course, indigenous populations have been using stevia to sweeten their stuff historically. So who knows? Maybe thousands of years the stuff has been known about. That's not true about the Truvia and the Purevia. My favorite factoid about stevia is that the FDA considers it an illegal sweetener, and it's only allowed to, this is true, this is real stevia, you can only sell it as a dietary supplement. The FDA actually conducted search and seizure and import alerts around stevia. Trade complaints and embargoes that basically the FDA treated, although less these days, but when it first came out about 15 years ago, it was treated as if it were a legal drug. There were actually incidences where the FDA demanded that books be burnt because they mentioned stevia. There was a famous case in Texas, the Stevita Company. The president of the Stevita Company was warned that the FDA was going to witness the destruction of cookbooks, literature. And it was only when a big stink was made in the press that they kind of backed off from it. But they were ready to burn books, literally. They were ready to burn books, destroy literature that talked about stevia. See, this sweetener stuff is big business and big bucks. And the FDA takes sweetener regulation very, very, very seriously. They don't have a problem with Truvia and Purevia, which is an extracted, chemically manipulated version of stevia, though. That one you can sell as sweetener. And the fact that it's made by Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Cargill, huge, huge, mega national, multinational, mega companies, whether that has something to do with the FDA's friendly position or not, I don't know, but I have my suspicions. By the way, the FDA allows for 97% purity on the processed stevia products. You know what the other 3% is? It's sugar alcohol, erythritol specifically. Remember, OL alcohol. There's a sugar alcohol called erythritol, which is not a bad sugar necessarily unless you have a digestive problem. Remember, the sugar alcohols, sorbitol, mannitol, xylitol, erythritol, these sugar alcohols, they can cause some GI upset. They can cause some bloating, some gas, some diarrhea. Why would you need to add erythritol to something that's already 300 times sweeter than sugar? So the erythritol, if you have some discomfort by these processed stevia products, the Truvia and the Purevia, there's a very good chance that you're reacting to the sugar alcohol that's added to the stevia. So you can only get stevia, real stevia, as a dietary supplement, but you can still get it. You have to find it as a dietary supplement, fine, whatever, just buy it as a dietary supplement and use it as a sweetener. The best way to get your stevia, though, is go to an herb store or even Whole Foods. Go to the herb section at Whole Foods and they'll find stevia powder, and that's just the plant. The plant tastes sweet without being sweet. In the same way that we talked earlier that these toxic, NutraSweet, toxic sucralose, these drug-like molecules that pretend to be sweeteners, they drug the sweet flavor, the sweet taste bud in the mouth. Stevia works the same way, but it does it with something called glycosides, which are basically sugar-shaped material that the body does not have to handle as poison. So stevia works the same way, but it's not processed the same way. It works the same way as a pharmaceutical sweetener, but it's not processed the same way as a pharmaceutical sweetener. You can bake with it. It doesn't lose its sweetness at high temperature, but it won't have the same reactions. Sugar caramelizes and browns and does some interesting things, and you won't get that kind of reaction with stevia. I like mixing stevia with fruits. It tends to taste really, really good with fruits. It makes a great lemonade. Just dissolve a couple teaspoons of stevia powder with maybe two or three lemons and throw in some strawberries. You know, the Vitamix that we talk about in this program all the time, a great lemonade with the peel and with the seeds. So it makes a medicinal lemonade. But even if you don't have a Vitamix and you want to make some lemonade, just juice two or three lemons and maybe some strawberry, and a couple teaspoonfuls of stevia powder to 4 cups of water. You got some great, great lemonade. And by the way, if you've got a green thumb, you can actually grow your own stevia. You have to be in a warmer climate or do it after frost, but it pretty much grows anywhere as long as you have some good drainage. It'll pretty much grow where you grow any other kind of vegetables, which is kind of neat. You can grow your own stevia, grow your own sweetener. Another sweetener that I find interesting is something called whey low, and that's whey, W-H-E-Y, but it doesn't really have any whey in it. They just get it from milk. Part of it is milk sugar, and it's sold at Whole Foods, but it's a low-calorie sweetener, and it's sold in health food stores, but it isn't that great. So if you see whey low, W-H-E-Y, L-O-W, it isn't that great, and I'll tell you why. It's got basically lactose and fructose and sucrose. Now, sucrose is just plain old table sugar. The company that makes it says that by blending the three together, you don't get the same toxicity that you would with just straight, I should say toxicity, but the same negative effects that you do with sucrose. They said blend somehow keeps it from being absorbed, and it's supposedly that's why it has 75% less calories than table sugar. It's low on the glycemic index. A teaspoon has about 5 calories, and you can substitute it with sugar, 1-to-1 for sugar, but the fact that it has the fructose and the sucrose, that doesn't make it so great. And, you know, with all the other alternatives, there's so many alternatives out there, I wouldn't be messing around with the whey low. And as I say, it doesn't come, there's no whey in there, but it just happens to come from milk, so that's why they call it whey low. All right, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number. We're talking about sweeteners today, and we'll continue our discussion when we come back from this break. Don't go away.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. 800-259-5791 is the number. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific and 4 to 6 Central Time. We're talking about sweeteners today. We started off talking about NutraSweet, Splenda, or sucralose, saccharin and cyclamate, and then we started talking about the good stuff, the good ones. Xylitol is probably the best. Yacone syrup and yacone powder have some interesting properties, and of course there's stevia. No discussion on sweeteners would be complete without, however, talking about one that's a lot of people have good, kind, warm, fuzzy feelings about, but is actually just as bad as table sugar, and that's fruit sugar, which is fructose. Fructose is available in powder form, but most fructose that we ingest in this country comes in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And while fruit sugar has a warm, fuzzy appeal to it, and for many years it has been considered actually a safe alternative for diabetics, it's come to light recently that fructose is a big, big problem. Elevated fructose is associated with cholesterol, with uric acid, which can cause gout, of course, and uric acid has its own whole spectrum of negative effects. Keeping your uric acid levels low is very important in lowering, avoiding fructose and lowering your blood sugar and insulin is one of the best ways to do that. Fructose, by the way, will affect your insulin. It will affect your blood glucose. So it's interesting that diabetics feel like it's okay to drink fruit, eat fruits and drink fruit juices, but it may not be so great because fructose is associated with elevated insulin and elevated blood glucose. But the real problem is fructose reacts with proteins very readily. Sugar, one of the problems with sugar, one of the many problems with sugar, and by sugar I'm talking about real sugar, OSE sugar, sucrose, glucose, fructose. One of the problems with these simple sugars is they explode protein. That chemical reaction is referred to as glycation. The sugar explodes protein. That glycation response is what accounts for diabetes problems with blindness and with amputations, because the blood vessels that are very tiny in the eye and at the extremities, they tend to be exploded. The proteins in those blood vessels tends to explode much more readily. So this glycation response that happens with all sugars happens especially with fructose. Fructose reacts more readily. It glycates more readily. It explodes more readily than other sugars. This Browning reaction, where's that sound coming from? This Browning reaction, the Brown's proteins, you can consider it an association with accelerated aging and greater susceptibility to organ failure and greater susceptibility to disease. Fructose, by the way, will also increase blood acidity. And cancer loves acid, and cancer loves sugar. So you've got a great way to sustain carcinogenesis, cancer, if you use sugar, if you use fructose specifically. It can also have a negative effect on mineral balances. We talked earlier about how xylitol can have a positive effect on mineral balances. Well, fructose can have a negative effect on mineral balances. Calcium, magnesium, iron, phosphorus, zinc, these key minerals tend to be excreted more readily from the kidneys when there's more fructose around. It can also throw off your copper metabolism. Copper metabolism is important for strong blood vessels. So by throwing off copper metabolism, now you've got problems with strokes, and you've got problems with aneurysms, as well as defects in connective tissue. Fructose is processed by the liver, so now you've got problems with the detoxification issues, and it converts more readily to fat than regular sugar. And last but not least, fructose malabsorption, that is, if you people who don't absorb fructose, it's called fructose malabsorption syndrome. Fructose malabsorption affects 30% of Americans. That means many people, 30% of Americans, folks. It's a third, that's 100 million people. 100 million people have a problem absorbing fructose. That means, for whatever reason, fructose will build up in the cells and build up in the intestines. I'm sorry, that it will. You'll have a problem absorbing it into cells, and it will build up in the intestines. Fructose malabsorption is common in folks who already have bowel problems, so it can compound irritable bowel syndrome. If you already have problems with your bowels, if you've got problems with bloating or gas or diarrhea, fructose is going to be one sweetener that you want to stay away from. And high fructose corn syrup, as I said, is where most of the fructose that comes in our diet, where we get most of the fructose in our diet from, high fructose corn syrup. Honey, by the way, people think honey is a great sweetener, and it has some, definitely has some benefits to it. If you use raw honey, you're going to get some enzymes, you're going to get some B vitamins if you use unprocessed raw honey. But honey is 50% fructose. So for every teaspoon of fructose you got of honey, you've got half a teaspoon of fructose. So that's one that I would personally stay away from, fructose. Another sweetener that's become popular in the last couple of years is something called agave nectar. Now, agave nectar sounds like it might be some sort of syrup or sap or nectar or honey, but it's really not. It's just a fancy way of saying agave process, agave extract, because it is a highly processed chemical sweetener. And by the way, it can be up to 90% fructose, depending on whose information you're reading. I've heard anywhere from 55 to 90% fructose, but it's got a lot of fructose in it. It has about 3/4 of the calories of sucrose, so it's not all that great a savings when it comes to calories, but it does have a low glycemic index. If you're diabetic, it's probably not the best choice for you because of the fructose. If you're diabetic, you're going to want to stay away from fructose sweeteners. If you're a diabetic and you want a sweet flavor, I'm telling you, you can't do any better than xylitol. You may want to spike your xylitol with stevia or add some stevia or yacone to your sugar pantry or your sugar cabinet, your sweetener cabinet. But basically, those are the three, xylitol for the most part, and then a little bit of yacone maybe, and a little bit of stevia. That's your best choice. I personally would be staying away from the agave nectar. Agave nectar is actually made in Mexico, which is known for less than rigorous, shall we say, regulatory standards. And recently it's come to light that some agave nectar is actually being cut with corn syrup. Well, you have no way of knowing that, what's cut with what. So personally, there's just a lot of bad things about agave, although small amounts of it probably aren't that bad. The FDA has recently refused some shipments of agave nectar because of pesticide residues as well. So agave is basically fructose. It's basically non-nutritional fructose. If you're looking for fructose and you want that kind of syrupy flavor, you probably just use honey, which is about half fructose, 50% fructose, as we said. Honey does have a high glycemic index. Remember, whenever we're talking about sweeteners, you want to go low on the glycemic index. You don't want sweeteners that explode readily. Honey is high on the glycemic index, but you also get nutritional factors in with the honey that help the body process the sweet. That's what's really cool about some of these natural sweeteners. Whenever you find, and even the sugar plant, by the way, the sugar beet plant, or the sugar cane plant, natural sugars, natural sweeteners tend to have cofactors in the full plant that helps the body process the sweet. So we find in the sugar cane and the sugar beet, chromium, B vitamins, magnesium, zinc, vanadium, substances that help the body process sugar. We find the same thing in honey. Honey is also a good source of amino acids, but it has to be raw and it has to be unprocessed. So there you have it. If you're looking for sweets, first of all, you want to kind of give yourself a sweet reset, a sweet holiday. Take a couple days off from sweet. Or if you're eating one sweet food, take large amounts of time between bites of that sweet food. Keep that sweet taste as activated as possible so you don't need as much sweet to get your sweet fix. But when you're looking for a sweet fix, there's a lot of alternatives. Personally, I'd be staying away from the drug alternatives. And by drug alternatives, I'm talking about Sucralose, Splenda, NutraSweet, and Sweet and Low. There's plenty of wonderful choices. Xylitol is probably your best bet, followed by Yacone and Stevia. I'm not crazy about the Stevia taste, so that's why I kind of make it the third sweetener. The Xylitol tastes just like sugar, and you can bake with it, and it's got all of those wonderful health benefits. Stay away probably from fructose and agave nectar. Honey's good, but honey is just fructose. If you could stay away from the high fructose corn syrup, that's probably a good idea as well. All right. It's been great being with you for the last 2 hours on the Bright Side. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time and 4 to 6 Central Time. If you want to learn more about the Longevity line of products, the ones I take and the ones that I recommend, get on vitaminben.com. I try to keep my blog updated. And love it if you check it out. And if you put some comments on there, that would be helpful for me too. And that's at pharmacistben.com. If you want to learn more about the Sanitas skincare products, you want to look up getsanitas.com. Getsanitas.com. And if you want to send me an email during the week, if you've got questions, if I don't get to you back, if I don't respond by email, I'll respond to you on the air. That's ben@ksco.com. Thanks so much for joining us today. For everybody at GCN and ZBS and KSAV, I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, folks, live from the bright side. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful week. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now. Right now.